Climate change is bringing more intense weather, more rain, heat, and storms. And in New Orleans, extreme weather is disruptive. People park their cars up on curbs and miss work and school. It turns out kids missed a lot of school this past year, largely because of aging infrastructure failing during extreme weather. As part of our series, New Orleans, Ready or Not, WWNO's Jess Clark reports.
On a freezing day in January, two boys exit Canseco's Market in Gentilly and step onto the icy parking lot. School has been canceled for the day, and these two are finding ways to pass the time.
We're just chilling.
Walking around. We just went to the store.
No snacks.
Seventh grader Corey is eating a Slim Jim. He's with his cousin, fifth grader Jaden.
Yeah, you can just call me Jay.
Jay has mixed feelings about being out of school.
When I stay out for a long time, when I miss it, then when I go back to school, I don't want to go.
Hey, you want the rest of this?
Schools were closed for 3 days in January. Record freezing temperatures, iced over roads, strained the electric grid, burst pipes, and prompted a boil water advisory. Jay and Corey were having a good time that day, but it's tough on their parents when they're out of school. Jay's mom, Blair Antoine, lost part of her weekly income because she had to stay home with them.
It's hard, and I don't have, of course, the money to pay somebody.
For some kids, missing school also means missing a meal. More than 80% of students in New Orleans public schools receive free or reduced-price breakfasts and lunches because their families are poor. Closing school, even for a day, also disrupts learning. Most kids in New Orleans miss 6 days of school this year. That can affect standardized test scores in a city where there's a lot of pressure to do well. Schools with low test scores can be forced to close or can be turned over to new management. Jay Altman is the CEO of First Line Charter Schools.
It definitely is more stressful for schools and teachers.
He says schools usually close down when there's a big storm coming. But this past year, they closed because of failing infrastructure. In August, several sewage and water board pumps failed and contributed to widespread flooding. And kids missed 2 days of school because of fears over more flooding. In January, a freeze compromised the city's drinking water.
I think the sooner we can improve the infrastructure, then when it comes to these close calls around whether to close schools, my guess is we will do it less often.
And then there are the power outages, which can happen on perfectly sunny days. At least 10 New Orleans area schools closed or had their classes disrupted due to power outages last school year. Logan Atkinson-Burke runs the Alliance for Affordable Energy. The group is often critical of Entergy, the city's utility.
We are in a situation right now where our equipment is in a position of potential neglect.
Entergy says outages often happen because of unforeseeable circumstances, like a squirrel that gets fried on a power line or a truck that crashes into a substation. But data submitted to the city's utility committee show the vast majority of the city's outages are because of problems with Entergy equipment. Burke leads me up the stairs to the third floor of a church on Claiborne Avenue, where the Alliance for Affordable Energy has its office. When we reach the top floor, Burke points out the window to a nearby power pole.
You see the top of this pole?
Uh-huh.
You see how the crossbars are broken and cracked? Yeah, that's all over town.
She says Entergy needs to invest more in equipment to keep school from being canceled, and that Entergy should be paid based on how well the company provides energy, not just how much. In an emailed statement, Entergy said it's already spending millions of dollars to improve its distribution system. When it comes to flooding and pumps, former Mayor Mitch Landrieu said the city may need to raise water rates in order to pay for a major overhaul of the drainage system. Now Latoya Cantrell is in office, and she says she's not ready to do that.
At this time, I am not. I want to utilize the resources that are allocated. But I do want to show results to people before going to them to tax them even more.
With climate change, scientists say the Gulf Coast can expect stronger storms and more extreme weather. That means unless something changes soon, kids are only more likely to miss out on learning. In New Orleans, I'm Jess Clark.